Hey, this is Casey Kasem, and I'm welcoming you back to America's Top 40. Now, coming up next, we have a very special long-distance dedication. This goes out to the Silverback, and it reads, "You know, we used to always see each other outside the comic book store whenever you came by to pick up your comic books. You haven't been around very much recently. I'm a little concerned. I'm a little worried. Do you no longer enjoy your comic books? I look forward to seeing you soon." Signed, The Heeshy. And with that, we now move on to our next song. Celebrity voices impersonated. There is no actual connection between Backseat Box Office and America's Top 40 and or Casey Kasem. You are listening to The Results Show for episode 72 of Backseat Box Office, where we cover the box office results for the weekend of February the 3rd through February the 5th. Now, as always, we do like to go ahead and stress, if this is the first time listening to Backseat Box Office, we do suggest go ahead and turn off this episode, go back, listen to a regular episode, then come on back, you can listen to this one. It'll make a whole lot more sense, you'll enjoy it a whole lot more, it'll put everything that I give you into context. Now, usually, what we do is, we just announce what the top 5 results of the weekend was, we then go into the results of some listener participation, this little game we play, we let people know what scores everybody got. Since one of the participants, no, I take that back, two of the participants got a perfect score. Why don't we go ahead and start off the results with a voicemail that actually provides the top 5 results for the week, and we'll go ahead and play that right now.
Hey, Backseat Box Office, this is Tad calling in with my picks for the week. First off, I just wanted to thank William and S, who changed their name to something I can't remember right now, for all the work that they do to help out Tony and get this show out. I really enjoy it, and I was glad that someone else took up the call when Tony asked for help so that I didn't have to. So thanks, you guys. You're doing a great job, William and S. All right. First of all, okay, for my picks, I am going to go with Chronicle at number 1, and I'm going to go with Woman in Black at number 2. I'm going to go with Gray at number 3. I'm going to go with Big Miracle at number 4. And this last one was kind of a hard decision. I was going between Underworld and One for the Money. I'm going to go with Underworld at number 5. So just getting real quick, Chronicle at number 1, Woman in Black at number 2, The Gray at number 3, Big Miracle at number 4, and Underworld at number 5. And I just have one more comment about the the risk game and stuff that they keep mentioning on the podcast that, you know, I played a couple of games with the guys and, actually got my dad into a game, and he's the one that taught me to play Risk. My dad's a big board gamer. We used to play Monopoly. He started out playing Candyland with us when we were kids and, other card war and cribbage and Risk and, Monopoly. And we just always played those games a lot. I remember many epic battles with my brothers and my dad playing Risk. And now that I live kind of far from him, we don't get much chance to play games with him and stuff. But I've got a game going with my dad and a couple of my friends. And so, it's kind of cool to be able to do that again. So thanks for that, you guys. And Tad out. Bye.
And so once again, as you could listen, that was Tad with his results. Chronicle at number 1. Woman in Black at number 2, The Gray at number 3, dropping from number 1 last week, I believe that was, Big Miracle at number 4, and then Underworld Awakening at number 5. Now, as I said, there were two people that got 25s for the week. That was Tad, and Cougaron also got the 25. Now, when I say 25, what I mean by that is everyone starts off with a 25 for their score on the week. The closer you get to matching those top five, as Kugeron and Tad did, you get to keep that 25. For every movie you have off, you lose 1 point for each position. If you lose out on the number one movie, you lose 2 points per position. Before moving on, I want to go ahead and mention that One for the Money came in at number 6, and Red Tails came in at number 7. I want to mention that because some people did choose those for their picks. We have to account for them. Now, moving on from the 25s, we have three 24s, all with the same picks. We have Lena, Tony, and Mark. They all chose the top four correctly: Chronicle, Woman in Black, Grey, Big Miracle, and One. Then they chose One for the Money at number 5, because that was at number 6 that actually gave them the 24 instead of that 25. Then we move on to our two 23s. We have Andrew, another one of our hosts, who chose Chronicle, Woman in Black, then Grey, got all three of those right. Then it looks like he transposed Underworld. He selected that at number 4, and then Big Miracle at number 5. That was a 23. Then we have Art, who also gives us a voicemail.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks for the week. Going to go with Chronicle at number 1, Woman in Black at number 2, Big Miracle at number 3, The Grey at number 4, and Underworld at number 5. We'll see how that works out. All right, thanks. Bye.
So Art's picks, he put Chronicle at number 1, Woman in Black at number 2, Big Miracle at number 3, and then The Grey at number 4, transpose those, then Underworld Awakening at number 5. Then we have Scott at 22. Scott, not saying it's bad or anything, you're still giving us your picks. What happened to the voicemail? I miss your voicemails, buddy. Anyway, Scott, he chose Chronicle at 1, Woman in Black at number 2, then Big Miracle at 3, Grey at number 4, and then One for the Money at number 5. So, of course, One for the Money being 6, and then Grey and Big Miracle, you know, he transposed those. That gives him the 22. Looks like that we also have 22s for Monty, who gave us Chronicle at 1, Woman in Black at 2, Grey at number 3. Got those right. Good job, Monty. Then we put One for the Money at 4 instead of 6, and Big Miracle at number 5. Then our third and final host for the week, also coming in with the 22, we have Jonathan. Now, Jonathan put Chronicle at number 1, The Grey at number 2 instead of 3, Woman in Black at 3 instead of 2, Big Miracle he got right on, and then One for the Money at 5 instead of 6. So we move on to a couple of 20s we have. We have BD and Jeff. BD chose Woman in Black at number 1, Chronicle at number 2, lost out on 2 points for Woman in Black, putting that at number 1, and then Chronicle got 1 point taken away for that. Grey, he got up correctly at number 3, Big Miracle at 4, and then Red Tails, he put it 5 instead of it actually coming in at number 7. Jeff chose Woman in Black at number 1 as well, just like BD. Grey at number 2. Chronicle at number 3. But then he got Miracle and Underworld Awakening at 4 and 5. Got those right. And as I said, that gives him a 20. Then we move on to a 19 with Uriah, choosing Chronicle at 1, The Grey at number 2, Underworld Awakening at 3 instead of 5, The Woman in Black at 4. I didn't have as much faith in Harry Potter. Okay. And then One for the Money at 5 instead of 6. Then we move on to the Beast family, all of them with 18s, slightly different. Father Beast comes in with Woman in Black at number 1, Chronicle at number 2, Underworld Awakening at number 3, The Grey at number 4, and then Big Miracle at number 5. And it appears that Mrs. Beast and Menelie have 18s the same way. Woman in Black at number 1, Big Miracle at 2, The Grey, they got correct at number 3, Chronicle at 4 instead of 1, and then Underworld Awakening at 5. Then our scores drop from 18 to 13 for our next participant. And William, he has Gray at number 1, netting him a whopping 4 points off there. Underworld Awakening at number 2, taking away 3 points. Woman in Black at number 3. Big Miracle, you did get right, William. You know, par for the course. I think you're batting your average, yeah? Mm-hmm. Good job, William. And then Chronicle at number 5 instead of coming in at top at number 1 as it did. Then our last participant for the week, The Hobbit, we put Big Miracle at number 1, Gray at number 2, One for the Money at number 3, Chronicle at number 4, and Woman in Black at number 5. The Hobbit, even though you only scored 9 points for the week, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Yeah, trust me. As someone who predominantly gets a bevy of low scores, enjoy the fun in participating. It, you know, you can have a stellar week next week. It all evens out. And then I do want to say that in the past, I've usually never mentioned the participants that we've been missing scores from, regular participants. I probably should do a better job of that. I do want to mention that Goose Girl, my wife, the only reason she did not participate is apparently I did not remind her. I'm not sure how I should feel about that, but I take full blame. And now, with those being the scores for the week, I now want to go ahead and move to the updated leaderboards. And for this, we go through the top 10. Now, at this point, there are 20 people on the leaderboard. If you want to go ahead and take a look at the full leaderboard, go ahead and head over to Backseat Producers. There should be a link near the top. It says BSBO Scoring, and you can see exactly where you are. Especially if I don't mention you being in the top 10. Trust me, I'm there with you. Don't worry about it. So we go ahead and move on with number 1 in the leaderboard. We have Lena with a 22.1, ecking out just slightly over BD in the number 2 position with an average of 21.85. Then we have Scott at number 3 with a 21.5. Tad comes in at 4 with a 21.36. Kugron comes in at 5 with a 21.25. Then our first host is Tony with a 20.95. Jeff is right behind him, right on his heels with a 20.9. Then we have Tom and Monty. Tom at 8, 20.32. Then Monty at ninth place with a 20.2. Then we have Mark at number 10, rounding out the top 10. Good job, Mark, with a 20.19. Now, with this, the past couple weeks, we have had Andrew and Jonathan tied for their place. It's been neck and neck. They, you know, one's tried to edge ahead, and the other just pulls them back. Then that one tries to pull ahead, and they just get pulled back again. They've always stayed together. It's really been touching, but the tie has been broken. At 11th place, we have, with a 19.40, Andrew. But that is not a very large lead he has over Jonathan in 12th place, having a 19.36, 0.04 points difference between the two of them. It could swing widely the other way. Just depends on what the Silverback and Hans McGurk decide to select for their predictions for the coming week. Now, speaking of those predictions, because I always like to leave people well informed for their predicting future, this week being released is Journey 2, Safe House, The Vow, and Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace in 3D. Really? You couldn't go for a shorter title? Anyway, that's it for me this week. I will see you guys next week. Wait, why would I say see you guys next week? This is an audio podcast.